I've been in abusive relationships. So I've been in those situations, not so much because I cared what other people were thinking, but I didn't have the strength to walk away. I don't bash or come down on people that are in those situations. It's just, you have to find your strength. And when you get enough of the nonsense and when enough is enough and you're ready, that's when you leave.
How did you work yourself up to saying enough is enough?
I think that I just got tired of looking in the mirror and not recognizing myself.
Hello, guys. Welcome to another episode of Sip and Spill, where we sip on drinks while spilling the tea on dating and relationships. I'm your host, B, and today I'm with the beautiful and wonderful, look at you.
Hello, hello. Thank you for having me.
Thank you for coming. I'm so excited to have Ligail today. She and I are going to be reintroducing a conversation we had before around social media and the perceptions behind it versus reality. So I'm really looking forward to talking about this with you. So before we get started, cheers.
Yes, cheers.
So before we jump into the topic, I thought it'd be fun if we talked about our first impressions of each other. So I'll let you start. What was your first impression of me?
Oh, my first impression of you, definitely very authentic. And I think that's the energy that I look for and I'm drawn to in people. So beautiful, but authentic. So when people have the outward beauty, it's sometimes skewed, that authenticity, but you had that. And the intellect and the poise and all of that and all of that and all of that. Yes.
So my first impression of Ligail, first of all, I thought you were fabulous. Like, I remember she was dressed to the nines, y'all. Dressed to the nines. I was like, ooh. But I also was like, she does not play.
No.
Because we were like telling her about some stuff and she's, I'm so glad that I don't participate in certain things because I don't do any mess. But I love that. Because I feel like you're one of those people where I know exactly where I stand with you in every moment that I'm with you. And I love that.
Yes.
I love that. I don't do well with kind of like the limbo thing. I think you like me, but you don't. You are very much, if I like you, you'll know. And if I don't, you will know.
Yes. Yes.
Perfect. So another segment I kind of wanted to play around with is called Am I Tripping?
Oh,
so basically for this segment, what we're going to be doing is we'll talk about a scenario that happened to us recently that we either could have been on the right or we could have overreacted. And in the end, we'll tell each other if we thought the other person was tripping or not.
Okay.
So I'll go first. So in the midst of finding a place to record this podcast, which, wow, what an experience. I originally was looking at getting an Airbnb. So I found this aesthetically gorgeous Airbnb that was walking distance from where I'm staying at in Little Italy. I was like, oh my goodness, she has so many backdrops. The chairs are beautiful. The set is gorgeous, you know, blah, blah, blah. So I literally copied and pasted to her the same exact message that I send to people back at home, me living in Philadelphia, when I, you know, use Airbnbs to shoot podcasts back at home. And I've never had an issue. Like back at home, any city that I've gone to, I kind of send, you know, typical message, just basically saying, hey, rather than having an overnight stay, I just want to use your place for recording. It's aesthetically beautiful. I'll make sure it's clean before I leave in case you have somebody the next day, blah, blah, blah. Never had an issue. This woman, she responded to my message with all of these bullet points, with all of these concerns about what type of content. So that I'll give her, right? Because, you know, she, for all she knows, I could be a porn star. Because I didn't clarify it was for a podcast, right? I just said content.
Right.
So I'm like, okay, I'll give you that. But then she was like, I need to see the links. I need to see the website. I need to see this and that. And I'm like, man, why do you need to see all of that? I'm sure people use your Airbnb for stuff all the time and you just don't know about it. I'm being upfront with you. And then she also was trying to adjust the price so that instead of me just renting it out for the 2 days, she was going to give me an hourly cost for the time that I was going to be using it. And I'm like, usually I just rent it and they just give it to me for the day. So long story short, left her all red because I got in my feelings because I didn't appreciate how she treated me. And I've never been treated like that.
Never.
And so the funny part was she actually knows somebody in the building that I'm staying in right now. And they told her that I had a podcast. So she sent me a message 2 days ago and was like, oh my goodness, good luck with your podcast. And I'm like, girl, bye.
Bye.
Girl, bye.
Submission. No.
So am I tripping?
No. She had some, you know, within her, you know, doing her rental, you know, she has her right to get more information. But the way that she went about that and the extent of what she was trying, no, like, what?
Right.
It's like, are you a fan now? Why do you need links?
Right. Because I was like, I'm wondering, is she trying to see if I have a big enough following to justify? What do you mean?
Fan behavior.
The production team I hired didn't even ask for links to my podcast. Man, why do you?
Why do you? Yeah. No, you are not tripping.
So do you have any?
I do not.
That's fine. That's fine. That is perfectly fine. I think I had
nothing wrong with you. Did.
All right. So we're going to jump into this whole like social media conversation. I loved hearing your perspective around when we had this conversation before off camera about how social media is like a highlight reel of the best parts of your life. And that also includes the best parts of relationships. And so something that I'm finding too, the older I'm getting, because I'm 30 now. And so a lot of people around me are getting married, they're having babies, and here I am single trying to still make it as a podcaster. And so, oh, right, bitch, not the dog. And so it's like, when I see, you know, all the stuff that they post, it's like, oh my goodness, that's what I want. You know, it looks so beautiful. It looks so perfect. But then when my friends call me to tell me about the real tea going on in their marriage, I'm like, woo-wee, is this for me? Because my goodness.
I think just as you stated, when it's social media, you're putting your best face forward, literally. You know, no one is showing you the struggles, the arguments, the complacency, the things that they're really struggling. Because if people put that out there, no one is, you know, nobody wants to see that. People want to see the illusion of it. And I feel that most people feed into that. And sometimes it's not even on purpose. It's just, oh, you know, I had this moment, let me put that out there. But it gives such a facade that people are much more than what they really are. And I believe that we're more alike than we are different. So we know the struggles that we have in relationships. And it doesn't take away, there's beautiful relationships out there. But I think people that may not be in a relationship at that time should never, you know, look at other people's relationships that are plastered online to, you know, and see that as, oh, that's a goal. You know, the goal is to be content and happy with what you have, not trying to achieve the illusion that someone else is presenting. So,
yeah, no, I fully agree with that. I'm curious, have you ever seen, you know, a friend of yours or a family member of yours where they post something like, oh, I'm so in love. Oh, we're perfect. Oh, my goodness. Couples goals.
Yes.
But then behind the scenes, you know what's going on.
Yes. I have friends that have done that and I won't participate. I'm not going to love your post. No. I'm not. I'm scrolling past. And I might hit you in the DM like, girl, really, 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 really? Because on that vacation, you was calling and texting. You guys were not having that much. So, no, I won't. I'm not going to entertain it. But, yes, I've had many people, associates and friends and people that you know for a fact what they're going through behind the scenes.
Mm-hmm.
And they're portraying something differently on social media. I'll leave it there.
Right, right. So if it's something that recently happened in the relationship, you know for a fact. Like you said, like a trip or something like that. And they're calling you crying, but then they're posting them like hugged up, cuddled up on the beach. You're like, I'm not like that.
And I'm petty though. So I'm yeah. I might want to hit the little laughing emoji. Like, really? just to confuse them, but no, I won't. I just won't respond. You know, I'm not going to put anybody on blast or mm-hmm. whatever, because I know the struggle of just trying to, you know, you want to put your best foot forward. That's human nature. So, it's, you know, if that's what you need to do at this space in your life, I'm going to let you play that facade.
Right. So. Do you think it's a pressure that, like, makes people feel the need to only show the best parts of their lives online?
I do, because people think, you look at just the images that we're inundated with, and, you know, especially women, and, you know, being perfect and always looking a certain way. So people start to believe that that's the reality. So everyone is trying to match that reality that's in actuality false.
Right.
So it's a lot of pressure.
Yeah, definitely. I guess from my perspective, because like you said, I'll try to be as authentic as possible. And I think I have the assumption that other people are as authentic as me. And so sometimes I find myself, you know, like I'll take social media breaks a lot. And part of it is because sometimes I'll find myself kind of looking at scenarios and then I start comparing myself. Even outside of relationships, just, you know, the successes that people have or, you know, just different things that are going on, not realizing that when I post, I'm posting both the good and the bad, right? If you follow me, you're following my journey. You're not only going to see the highlight reel of my life, you're going to see the days that I broke down crying because shit went left. And you're also going to see the days where I'm winning and I'm standing on stage crying because of everything that went left to get there, right? And so I'm grateful to other people who do that as well. But I think it, when you don't see that and all you see is just the best parts of, you know, the relationship or a person's life or whatever, you naturally start comparing yourself. It's kind of like, well, what's wrong with me?
Right.
And so for me, you know, like I was mentioning with me being single and getting older, I would find myself doing that where it's like, oh, well, I want that. You know, like they have everything that I'm looking for. Or sometimes I think it also would make me have unrealistic expectations of what a partner is supposed to be to me.
Yeah.
And that's when I really had to take a break. Yeah. Like last year, I took a 6-month break off of social media. I only had my podcast, social media, and my business page. And I cut all of my personal ones off because I found myself doing that.
Right.
Where I had unrealistic expectations of myself, unrealistic expectations of the men who would come into my life. And everything was just unrealistic. And I'm like, in reality, I have to find what fits for me.
Right. Amen.
Right. So how has like social media affected you?
I don't really let it affect me. I've had so much real things happen in my life that, and I'm thankful for that. Although going through those real painful things is not fun. It definitely grounded me as far as my perspective and being able to see people. So I don't get too, you know, caught up in that. I do understand, you know, removing yourself and kind of unplugging from that, because if you're going through a struggle and then you get online and all you see is what seems to be everyone's ups, 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 and you're like, wait a minute, it's not how, you know, that can be mentally and emotionally, you know, draining. Mm-hmm. So I will disconnect, but I think in the same way with you, you're able to kind of see past the facades, and we can kind of see that, okay, this is like a painting. You're giving us the picture that you want us to see, not so much of what the reality is. So I'm not going to let that, you know, affect me and what's going on in my life.
Right. And something too that I loved about you when I first met you and hearing your story is you were forced to grow up at such a young age with you being a young mother, if you're okay with me sharing this.
Yes, you did.
And, I mean, I can cut it. That's
what I was asking. No, of course.
But that was something I really loved about, you know, your story, because I think that experience made you so authentically you moving forward, and it kind of garnered such a good relationship with your child now, you know?
It did, because when you're still being raised yourself and then you find yourself about to be a mother, and then remember, I was raised in the church, so that brought a lot of stuff with it. So it wasn't just, oh, you're a young teenager pregnant, you get ostracized, you get judged, and everything that you're taught in church is telling you that, you know, this is wrong. But for whatever reason, at even such a young age, I had the wherewithal to say, you know, I'm keeping my son. And going through that process definitely matured me. It definitely showed me what people are, you know, the ones that were smiling in my mother's face, but talking about me behind her back, you know, and just the hypocrisy. They will get you. They will get you. And so going through that, although it, and I wouldn't try to act like it's not tough and that it wasn't a struggle, but that was a big part of the foundation that created who I am right now.
Mm-hmm.
So I, you know, yeah.
And that's why you're so comfortable moving unapologetically as yourself.
That's it. Because if you can, if you don't do that, the people that are judging you have no stake in whether you fail or make it. Mm-hmm. And so I always tell people, worrying about other people's opinions of you is just a waste of your energy. Like, they literally cannot do anything that you don't give them power to do. So if you don't give their opinion power, they have no power. You know, live for yourself and be true to yourself. And I find that that is the true freedom.
Amen to that. You are preaching to the choir.
And I'm so glad you brought that up too, because something that we had talked about as well that I wanted to bring up was when people stay in toxic situations because it looks good to the public. Mm-hmm. And so when somebody doesn't have that type of confidence you have, where you are okay with, you don't care about what people think about you. Like you, like I said, you're unapologetically yourself, but to most people aren't. As much as they love to put on that facade, most people genuinely care about what people think about them. And I think too, what you find is, you know, what we were talking about with the whole social media and like relationships and stuff, is people posting so that they can fit into what the norm is or what's deemed celebratory and things of that nature, when in reality, they're in an extremely toxic and unhealthy situation, but they're keeping it up because they want to look a certain way to the public.
Yeah. And I've been there as well. Like I've been in abusive relationships. So everything is a process. Mm-hmm. You know, introspection doesn't happen overnight. People are like, oh, that's a choice that you make throughout your life. The more you go through, the more you learn, the more you're grounded. So I've been in those situations, not so much because I cared what other people were thinking, but I didn't have the strength to walk away immediately. And so I don't, you know, I don't bash or come down on people that are in those situations. Is this, you have to find your strength. And when you get enough of the nonsense and when enough is enough and you're ready, that's when you leave and you take those lessons with you. And that's what people see exude from me, is not that I've had a perfect life, because I haven't. They see the energy that's real because I've gone through so many hells, mm-hmm. and I've came out on the other side to say, okay, you know, I'm okay, I'm good. And I love people, but you don't rule and you don't control and you don't have power as far as what I determine for myself. Mm-hmm. And that's just a process. It's literally a lifetime process.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. It's definitely, I think healing is always an ongoing journey. I think there's this misconception that there's a day where you'll be healed. And I don't think that day exists. I think that you're constantly healing because you're constantly evolving as a person. But I wanted to go back to a point that you made, because one, to clarify too, when I say toxic, I wasn't even referring to abusive, because abusive to me is like a whole different world. Like,
it's toxic.
I think, no, it is. It is. But I guess for me, it's, I put that in a whole different like category, because that is mentally straining. Like, you really have to come out of some really, really dark times to get out of that, right? But if you're open to talking about it, how did you work yourself up to saying enough is enough?
Ooh, I think that I just got tired of looking in the mirror and not recognizing myself. So the things that I was accepting and the things that I was making excuses for, hiding, you know, from my family and friends, that's not who Ligel is. And so I was becoming something that I couldn't recognize. And I just didn't like that. It's okay, I have two choices. Either I'm going to get up and live, or I'm going to just give up. And my mother put too much strength in us to just give up. And so it was a process. And then, you know, relationships, and you see a side of someone and it's great and they love bomb you, and then they show you this ugly side. You're always trying to get back to what they originally showed you. And they'll give you a glimpse, and it's almost like an attic. Okay, there they are. You know, it's worth holding on to. But I realized that, you know, this is a cycle, and I don't like who I am. I never like feeling like a victim. And so that was what really was the turning point. I just didn't like myself. And you can't exist if you don't like yourself. And so that was what it was.
That is so powerful.
Yeah.
Just not being able to recognize yourself in the mirror, that is so powerful. I really hope that people take away from that, because that's so important.
Yeah.
You need to recognize yourself when you look in the mirror.
Yes.
And I just have to say, I'm so proud of you, you know, even though I didn't know you at that time. But honestly, I'm just so proud. Every time I hear you talk about that story, I'm just like, I'm just so proud of you for overcoming that, you know? So, yeah, I think let's have some fun. We got a little heavy. I think we're going to wrap it up in reference to the social media, you know, comment. But before we go into our next segment, what would you say your big takeaways are from this conversation?
Oh, my big takeaways is this: good to talk to someone that can absorb truth and that can impart it. So I enjoyed when we, you know, our first connect, when we really started talking, we felt that connection. So it's just good to, you know, to be able to speak and have that energy shared and just, you know, giving a voice to those type of things. And hopefully someone that, you know, even a little bit that we talked about, my takeaway is my hope that it hits someone, you know, where they are, and that if they do need to make that U-turn and get out, that they have the strength to do that.
Okay. I like that. For me, I would say my biggest takeaways from everything that you said today would be, at the end of the day, be authentically you.
Yes.
And whatever that means. And to those who don't know what that means, find what that means.
Yeah.
And take every day, whether it's, you know, a few minutes or whatever, and try to truly understand and figure out who you are, and then show up for yourself every day. So when you look in the mirror, you are happy with who's looking back at you. That would be my big takeaway.
I love it. Yes. Yes.
All right, time to have fun. Mark your calendars for Tuesday, because the madness continues with 2 Cent Tuesday. Thanks for tuning in to another episode of Sip and Spill. If you had a blast with us today, do me a favor and share it with a friend. You're the real MVP of the Sip and Spill party. Until next time, deuces.